33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. For some folks, the pandemic has meant more regular visits from delivery drivers. A lot of the stuff you might have gone out to get these days, you might just get shipped right to the front door just to be safe. Lately, some people have been getting items they didn't order, like seeds. Across the country, small packets of seeds have been showing up in people's mailboxes and at their front doors unsolicited. Where they came from, not to mention who sent them and why, is unclear. But Kevin Ong is trying to get to the bottom of it. He's the director of the Texas Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M University. Professor Ong, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about why these packets are concerning. They're just seeds, right? So what is it that officials are worried about?
So at this time, while it is just seeds, the fact of the matter is when it initially occurred, we did not know what type of seed this was. So the USDA and Texas Department of Ag was very concerned that it might be weeds or perhaps some even noxious weeds or seeds that could probably harbor pathogens that could be detrimental to our agriculture and our natural resources. But as of July 31st, there had been additional information coming out from the USDA, and they have identified some of those seeds, and they are all different types. So they would group it as fruit seeds, vegetable seeds, herbs, and some of those that had been named is like mustard, kale, cabbage, rosemary, mint, and morning glory.
Very interesting. Of course, it raises the question, what's going on here? Is this some kind of scam or a joke? Or why would someone send seed packets in the mail without any further identification of what they are or why people are getting these?
So at this time, the USDA issued a statement that they don't have any additional information that other than to suggest that it might be a brushing scam. So apparently a brushing scam is one where a vendor might send out packages to a bunch of registered buyers, online buyers, so that they can put a favorable review on the selling site. The vendor or supposed vendor might be able to take that email address and fraudulently insert a favorable review. And I believe that was the warning that was put out by USDA as well on the July 31st memo, asking folks that if you do purchase online stuff and you did receive one of those seed packages, you might want to check your account to make sure it was not accessed or hacked or even change your password.
Obviously, it's peculiar to get a bag of unsolicited seeds in the mail, but how dangerous is it? What are the risks here? You mentioned the possibility of pathogens.
So, ecologically speaking, the first risk would involve a potential, what we call invasive species. There is a potential that those seeds could germinate, could take hold, and create problems for farmers, create problems for homeowners in terms of having to deal extra with some weeds that may be a little bit more resistant to some of the herbicides or products that we might have.
Do you think that there should be greater restrictions on sending seeds through the mail or through delivery services like these?
Well, thank you for the question. And in fact, the one unit that is taking charge of the investigation in the USDA is the Smuggling Interdiction and Trade Compliance Team. Because with the seed trade, there are some seeds that are regulated. So there needs to be permit, there needs to be the right paperwork in order for international trade of those seeds. So this is, you know, one of those highlights where some of our checks and measures is probably not up to snuff.
Bottom line, of course, if you get mystery seeds sent to you, don't plant them, I assume.
Absolutely. So the main message we want folks to understand is if you do get one of this packet, number one, do not plant those seeds. And number two, don't just toss them away in the trash. Because even in tossing it away in the trash and having it take to a landfill, there is a possibility those seeds could escape and start growing. So what you would want to do is, if you get one of this packet, put it in a Ziploc bag, email, call Texas Department of Ag or USDA, they will provide some instruction as to what to do. Right now, I know in Texas, there is a little of a backlog. And so if you had reported, thank you, and be patient. Someone will get back with you.
Kevin Ong is the director of the Texas Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M University. Details over at texasstandard.org. Professor, thanks again.
You're most welcome.